Our scripture reading for this morning comes from the sixth chapter of the Gospel according to Mark, and we begin with verse 30. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest for a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat, and they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them. And they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now very late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something for themselves to eat." They said to him, "Are we to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then he ordered them to get all the people to sit down in groups on the green grass. They sat down in groups of hundreds and of fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And he blessed and he divided the two fish among them all. And all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. Those who had eaten the loaves numbered 5,000 men. I'll tell you a story that I heard in Maine a long time ago. Years and years ago, when farming communities were viable, a sales representative from a company that had traveling salesmen decided he would go out into a rural area and try to recruit some people to serve as traveling salesmen. So he went to a particular town, a very small town, and posted a notice on the bulletin board at the general store, which also functioned as the town, as the post office and so forth. So it's a place everybody went. And he put in the notice that he would be available at the general store on such and such a date from this time to that time. Well, the time came, the day came, and only one person showed up to be interviewed. Ooh, I like that. And it was a young guy, fresh off the farm. So the sales representative started to talk with him and find out what it was that he was able to do well. And after talking with the young guy for a while, he couldn't get anything out of him. And in frustration, he said, "Is there anything that you can do really, really well?" So the young guy thought for a minute. He said, "Well, out on the farm, there's a game that we play quite often where we throw cow pies at the side of the barn." So the interviewer said, "Well, were you good at it?" And the young guy said, "Oh yeah, I always won." "Well, why was that?" "Because I was the only one who could make it stick." So we want to think about that today. Not making it stick, but what it is that we can do. What is it we can do? And that's what this passage is about. Now, on the surface, this is a story about the feeding of the 5,000. And bear in mind, the story was written by a man. So what's the description of the people that were there? 5,000 men. So multiply it by the size of an average family at that time, 2.5 children and a half a dog, and you know, it's a lot of people. assuming that it was not an entirely male audience, which I would assume it probably was not. So the context for this is that Jesus has sent the disciples out on a mission trip, basically. So they've come back, and he asks them about how things had gone. And he says, let's go off by ourselves and have a time for prayer, and we'll talk about how things went for you. So as they are approaching the place where they can have some quiet time together, they discover that the people that Jesus had been teaching continue to follow them, and they won't leave him alone. So the disciples say, well, you know, what are you going to do with these people? Do we have to feed them? We don't have any money. Why don't we just let them go into the town? They can buy their own food. No, but in his infinite wisdom, Jesus says, hey, why don't you feed them? Yeah, better, easier said than done, right? And so Jesus asks, well, how much food do you have? In one of the other Gospels, and I don't recall which it is, we are told that they find a small boy who has 5 loaves of bread, which wouldn't have been big. I mean, they probably would have been the size, perhaps, of a large piece of pita bread and the fish. We don't have that detail in Mark. It doesn't mean it didn't happen. It's just it's not here. And so with the 5,000-plus people, they realize that they're going to need a lot of food. So Jesus breaks the bread, blesses the fish, it's distributed, everybody has enough to eat, and they have enough for leftovers. The interesting thing is that the text does not say that they had nothing to eat. Now, my guess is that probably with people traveling far away from home at that time, it would be very unusual for somebody to just pick up and leave home and not have anything to eat. But we don't know whether the disciples knew that or not. I suspect Jesus may have known that. So at first glance, with the disciples, we realize that they are convinced that what they have to offer is not adequate. Now, that might be obvious. With 5,000 and more people and enough food basically for one person for a meal, which is what it amounted to, how are they going to feed all those people? There are a couple of ways we can read this story. One, and in both of those cases, I think we've got a miracle that happens here. The first way we could read the story is that Jesus takes the bread, and somehow the bread and the fish are miraculously multiplied, so there's enough for the 5,000 plus people to eat and have food left over. Or the other possibility for a miracle is that what Jesus does by offering that meager amount of food, he inspires everyone, okay, well, I've got this grinder here. Maybe I can just, you know, break it in half and share it with somebody and so forth. And everybody pulled out the food that they had and they shared it. That, to me, almost seems to be the greater miracle, if that's what happened. Now, I want to fast forward to today. Keep in mind this whole idea that the disciples at first are thinking they don't have anything to offer, and perhaps the people in the crowd were also thinking they don't have anything to offer, as in we don't have enough, so we don't have enough to share with anybody. Come to our own time. We have in this country a myth of scarcity. It pervades a lot of what we do. The fear that we're not going to have enough. And you could fill in the blank as to what enough is. Enough food, enough money, enough resources, enough fuel, whatever it is. We don't have enough, which means we've got to conserve what we have and not share it with other people. It's pervasive. It's pervasive in our society. yet our country, with 5% of the world's population, consumes almost 25% of the world's energy. That's a lot. Now, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty here. This is just basic fact. And if we come a little closer to home, if we're thinking about food, you know, of course, that feeding people is seen to be a very important part of this church's ministry, with our support of the food pantry, with our participation in the walk for food share in May. So it's a very important thing. But in Connecticut, 14% of the state's population experience what would be considered food insecurity, where at some point or another they're going to not have enough food and probably visit a food pantry. 6% are very insecure in terms of food, which means they're at a food pantry regularly, or they go to community meals at churches or whatever is available. And about 119,000 children in Connecticut, this is out of a state of 3.5 million people, 119,000 children go to bed hungry on a regular basis. So take a breath and think about that. There is lots of opportunity to serve people who are in poverty. All kinds of opportunities year-round. And we do it because it is a part of our faith. As a church, we participate in helping people, whether it's helping with issues surrounding homelessness, to helping to feed people who are hungry, or whatever else the need may be. We do it because it is a part of our faith. Now, the mechanics are pretty much the same between what we do and, let's say, what Food Share does or what the food pantry does. But the reason, different, not better, but simply different, we do it because Jesus commands us to do it. Jesus tells us to feed other people. We find an example of it right here in the story. He tells the disciples, "You feed the people with what is available to you." The implication, you may not think of it that it's a lot, but it will be enough. Now, that's thinking about physical resources, the very basics of life, the things that most of us probably don't have to worry about, where our next meal is going to come from, where we're going to sleep tonight, whether in the wintertime, whether our home is going to be warm or not. But there are plenty of people in our state that do have to worry about that, and elsewhere. So that's thinking about physical resources. Let's think about the other resources that we have that we sometimes feel are not adequate to offer to God. And we can think of this in terms of financial resources. We can also think of it in terms of skills, abilities, knowledge, whatever it is that we bring. Is it going to be enough? It seems that often it is the case that people get the message that somehow they're not good enough. I've known many people who have said that in their family growing up, that their parents often gave them the sense that they weren't good enough, whatever that meant, that they weren't able to do anything very well or something of that sort. You may have experienced that. I was very fortunate in not growing up in a family where I was told I couldn't do things, and I feel very fortunate in that regard. Yet the message that we often hear perhaps as an attempt to remediate some of that negativity is that if you work hard enough, you can become or do anything that you want to be or do. Sometimes that's true. Sometimes it's not true. But is the message of the gospel really about if you work hard enough, then you can do or be whatever you want to be? Or is the message of the gospel about gifts, about the grace of God that gives to us regardless of what our abilities seem to be, or who we are, or the family we grow up in, or the part of town we come from? This story really is about the grace of God. And this story is about potential. We look at reality at times and think there is no hope. There is no hope. How could we possibly feed all the hungry people in this country? How could we possibly help people with housing? It could be a matter of looking at priorities. So we look at reality at times and think there's no way we could do this. But when God looks at us and our world, God does not see the situations that are unresolved. Instead, God sees opportunity and potential. One of my favorite quotes from Robert Schuller that I'm sure I've quoted before, but I'll quote again because it's just so good. Schuller once said that anyone can count the seeds in an apple, but only God can count the apples in a seed. God sees potential where we see lack of resources. So we come back to the story about Jesus feeding all of those people. He knew pretty well that people probably had food in their pockets and they were reluctant to share because they didn't know when they were going to get home. It's easy to assume that in any given situation that we don't have enough resources to do whatever needs to be done. It's very easy to assume that. But we do have the resources. We have the resources because we can rely on the God who gives us those gifts and resources to begin with. The miracle here, I think, was that most everyone in the story, had food. They didn't think they had enough, and so they kept it to themselves. But Jesus inspired them to take it out and to give, whether it was enough for anybody beyond them or not. This is also a story about stewardship. Stewardship of all the various resources we have. We tend to think of stewardship as just money. Well, it is in part money, but it's more than that. It's about discovering the resources that we have that we may not know we have. And the task of the church as we seek to build disciples is to help people to understand and to discover what those gifts are. Not to give them the message, you're not good enough to do this or that because you do it differently than I do. Instead, to use the resources that we have, that we discover God has given us, to serve God by serving our neighbors. What we are about here is about building disciples. Building disciples, using the resources that God has given us, discovering resources that we didn't know we had, and building each other up into the disciples that Jesus calls us to be. Amen.